So you mentioned the vulnerability, and how, what are you? You got a recipe against that, or you feel that every day you go on stage?
I think with time you develop more confidence when you're on stage and you forget about it. But I think when you, or at least for myself, when I'm working on a song and I perform it for the first time, I can be scared because it's like, well, okay, this can be revealing. But I think that's important, or at least it's important for me because I find growth in doing that. And I think we don't allow ourselves as humans to be vulnerable enough, like even men. And I think it's important to show emotion with whatever it is that we're going through in life. And it's something that I've been trying to make a priority in my life.
And the audience won't abuse it, or?
No. I think if people are there for the music, they're willing to listen. And so far, there hasn't been any problems. There has been a few occasions in the past where I've had songs that are more political or have social commentaries involved, and only a few times I've had people walk out. And I wish that we would have been able to have, you know, a good dialogue. The one was a song about the environmental degradation of northern Alberta with the tar sands, and there was a bunch of oil workers that were there. And they took it personally, and it wasn't a song that criticizes the workers, it's the industry altogether. Because I think in Alberta, being a primarily oil and gas-driven economy, it's also important to take care of the environment. I guess it's only really like the more political songs where people might have a backlash, but I think that's also good too.
Did you notice any differences between the in general or in special occasions between the Canadian and European audience?
Yeah. I feel like there is more of an interest in Europe for people to, like audience members, to take a risk and come listen to somebody they may have never heard before. And I don't know if it's sort of like this willingness to check out an artist because I've come from far away, but I feel like arts are held at a higher value in Europe than in Canada. So that's one noticeable change. And quieter crowds in Canada and the US, if you're playing bars, there'll be people that are just there to drink and party. And don't care about the musician on stage, whereas in Europe, there seems to be a little bit more respect.
Could have happened on a Thursday night.
Yeah, which is fine. Like, you have to be okay with that too, because not everybody's going to be there for the music. And when you have an acoustic guitar, you're not going to win everybody over. But you know, you take every moment as they come.
The stories in between the songs. Mm-hmm. Do you think about that before? Is it always the same story, or how?
Sometimes they are, but sometimes it's spontaneous or different angles to the song. And I think I'm still figuring out the right way to introduce songs. Coming back to your earlier question about the difference between European and North American cultures is like subtle. There's little subtleties in language. Obviously, it being English second language for a lot of people here, sometimes I have to change a word or two to for the listener, and that's something that I've realized in order to, for it to be more easily understood. So it will change from night to night, but you know, I have a couple silly jokes that I like to tell in between, and that's mostly just for myself, because I get a kick out of it.
Could you give us an example?
So on the last tour, I didn't say this one last night. I normally say it all the time. I did a tour across Canada in December, and I went with my, I was with my dog and my wife, and we went from Vancouver to Halifax, an entire, like, I think 6 months, played shows the entire time, and our dog was a puppy at the time, so we were doing a lot of training in the morning, going to dog parks, and with it being a music tour, we taught the dog how to play the bass, so she's a subwoofer. That's so silly, but I, you know, I thought it up. It's probably been thought up by other people, but you know, I'm taking credit for it for now.
I really like the socks, drugs, and rock and roll story.
Oh yeah, yeah. I forgot about that one until I came back to Europe, and the other day I had to do laundry, and I was thinking about when I got paid in socks, and that was actually a pretty cool deal because socks are valuable on the road.
And it was in advance. They paid you in, but how many socks you?
Three pairs. Oh, three pairs.
Which
of socks.
Was the whole payment.
Yep, that was the payment and some beer.
And it was the sponsorship of the sock company.
Yeah, right? American Socks. So. Yeah, I got paid in socks, and then I felt like I was living the dream. Socks, drugs, and rock and roll.
But you could also say that sucks.
No? Oh, that no. Sucks. Yeah, yeah. But I was okay with it because I wasn't supposed to play Grows Rock, and I, you know, was able to sneak on because they had a late cancellation. So just being able to be a part of the experience and get a little bit of exposure was cool enough. I didn't need anything.
Never heard about that sock company as a sponsor of. They put all the socks there over there as a decoration.
Yeah, they have like a booth up front, and they're a company out of Spain, which is deceiving because with a name like American Socks
from Spain.
Yeah, from Spain. Who knows?